Don't forget, later in the hour, Dr. Ron Hoffman will join us. And he's been taking lessons, Kenny. I don't know if you knew this or not. Dr. Hoffman has been a big fan, as have I, over the years, of Yoda.
Talk to my dad. Yes.
What a cool
train yourself to let go of everything you fear to lose.
Very good advice, Yoda. What do you think about the president, Yoda?
Do or do not. Please don't try.
Very, very nicely said.
I'm really excited that Yoda's joined the cast of the Good Day Show.
I am wondering, why are you here?
I wonder that too.
You must feel the force around you.
The force around Jennifer is Kenny and Doug and Michael Fortier at the controls in our studio in Washington. Yesterday, Jennifer, it seemed like only yesterday, Jennifer and her dad and I had breakfast. All the, we're like the three musketeers.
We are.
We enjoy each other's company. So we went to the big boy, and Jennifer has been carrying, she's been toting this around since my birthday. To give this to me.
It's very cute, though. See, that I had a Christmas gift for you, and I had a birthday gift. This was like a small little thing, so I'm like, I don't have to mail it. Your Christmas gift was actually something big that you probably didn't want to have to haul with you. So, see, I sent that to you, but this
always
is...
Always emotions that you did.
All right, so anyway.
So now Yoda is our contributing reporter.
Yes.
In the
Yoda
field.
Yoda will be here. Yoda is here. Yoda is a solution to the problem. You name the problem, Yoda's got the solution to
it. I like when you go a little Boston, you call him Yoder.
Yoder. Yoder. Hey, I'm talking trash now, Yoder. 888-302-3684. All right, so Jennifer and Ken and Doug have to discuss the issues of the day. Michael, I'm interested in the snow expansion. I'm looking at the weather forecast for the East Coast now. Radar reports. Looks like there's going to be a good deal of snow and cold in Washington starting today, and it moves up the East Coast over the next couple of days. What's the temperature in Washington now?
Right now, probably low 30s.
30s, okay.
Is it going to snow, Michael?
Yeah, we're going to get some snow later this morning.
How
Actually,
much?
Yeah, it looks
a
like...
A couple inches, I think.
Really? 5 to 8 in the metro area is what I see here.
Wow, like, that's an upgrade from what I saw.
Yeah, well, I'm better than you, Michael. What can I say? Let's see. Tomorrow, fresh new snowpack will be... So today, snow. Tomorrow, snow. And then sunny skies and cold temperatures, frigid temperatures, in the mid-teens to the low 20s on Thursday, moving up into the New York and Boston area on Friday. And then it warms up a little bit.
I just have to tell you, I'm
weekend.
Jealous.
Are you really?
Really?
I'm going back into this. I'm not jealous at all. It'd be nice if it warms up quickly.
It
by
is
the time...
way too hot in Los Angeles. I was like sweating yesterday. I wore all black. I made a mistake and wore black. And I was hot almost all day yesterday.
Yeah. Well, you had a sweater on when I saw it yesterday morning.
Well, because in the morning it was cooler.
It was chilly yesterday morning. It really was yesterday.
But then it gets hot during the day and then you're sweating because you got a sweater on.
The temperature changed 30-some-odd degrees yesterday between what it was late in the morning and into the mid-afternoon. It was very close to 80 degrees here, and it had been in the upper 40s. When I took Charlotte out for her walk yesterday morning after I got off the air, it was 48, 49 degrees, plenty chilly, and then warms up, poof, warm, wonderful global warming. So I'm looking at the coverage of this snow as it moved across Midwest, and it's interesting how different news organizations portray the problems that come about as a result of snow and cold weather in the winter. The sheriff of Seneca County, where WTTF is in northwestern Ohio, sheriff set a snow emergency level. Looking at some pictures that were sent to me by the Seneca News Daily, one of these local online news situations here. Looking at the pictures that are taken of some of the streets. Looks like they haven't done a particularly good job in some of these areas, clearing off the streets. Now, I know Seneca County very well. Went to school there. Been involved in Heidelberg for a long, long time. So as I look at this, I'm sort of getting a kick out of seeing some of these streets that I know and not particularly well cleared off. So one wonders if you apply this to all over the Midwest, or you apply it in general to how much money you're spending. If you're a taxpayer in Seneca County, as an example of this, what do you think of the snow clearing? Are they doing a good job? And if they are, praise them. If they aren't, give them a shot. 888-302-3684. All right, so that's one of the items of interest. A lot of people are talking about the Russians. Not normally would I spend a lot of time talking about Russia itself, other than its connection to Edward Snowden and whether they were complicit, as some politicians in America. This is about as un-American a shot as you can take. Mm-hmm. But guys like Mike Rogers, who's nothing but he's one of the biggest problems that we have, in my estimation, in this country, because of his continuing support willy-nilly for the NSA and for the Patriot Act and things that have taken away all of our, many of our freedoms. The Russians, according to Mr. Rogers, are complicit with Edward Snowden because he's not smart enough and wasn't good enough to have been able to do this on his own. So now the Russians, and it was so easy for him to go there, they have to be complicit. So take your mind off of the real issue, which is the completely illegal collection of all of this data. And let's focus on the Russians and what bad guys they are.
Yeah, because we love to have a bad guy.
Right, exactly. So that's one corner of the Russian world.
I'll tell you this, I wouldn't go to the Olympics.
Well, that's the other thing here. Security forces are looking for four black widows who apparently have been tasked, Jennifer, with carrying out a lot of terrorist attacks as the Winter Olympics get closer. One suspect in particular we have seen pictures of in the last 24 hours. Her name is Salima. She's a widow of an Islamic militant killed by Russian security forces last year. There are a lot of Muslims that live in Russia. You know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Especially in the area, the Caucasus area, the mountain area, where the Olympics are taking place. So these black widows, terrorists, named as such because they seek to avenge the deaths of their husband and they want to take down as many people as they can. So that's what the worry is.
And no one is looking at them because they're women.
Well, I think now...
Now they are.
But they weren't before.
This is why they're so effective, though. They can kind of sneak in and out because even, you know, even with a Muslim garb on, they're not going to be looked at as someone who's going to carry anything out.
Yeah. 888-302-3684, an animal plant feed, a plant processing, say it again, Doug, a processing plant feed in Nebraska exploded, collapsed yesterday. Number of victims, I think two people were killed. This is near Omaha. Some 38 workers were in the building at the time. They have apparently all been accounted for. Nobody knows what caused the blast at the International Nutrition Plant, livestock, poultry feed, et cetera, et cetera. Excuse me. What I want to know is what they're putting in the feed that blows up like that.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously, that's what I want to know. I want to know why that stuff, why I feed my cows wouldn't blow up. I have a dairy farm, for those of you who don't know, in eastern Massachusetts. There's nothing in the corn. There's nothing in the grass, there's nothing
even
in the
when
hay.
It turns into alcohol, wouldn't it? Because silage kind of, I mean, you're fermenting it, right?
The gas that comes as a result of it. Okay, so you're going to get a kick out of this.
Okay.
This is a true revelation time.
Uh-oh.
I've been concerned about little bugaboongas that may have gotten into the house here, and so I was...
Oh, you mean bugs.
Cleaning, yeah.
A bugaboonga. I speak Doug Stephan.
I was cleaning up last night.
Term.
And I thought, you know what, I'm going to, there are some things I want to put in the dryer to dry, to sort of
kill
eliminate
it.
Bugs. Yeah. So I thought to myself, okay, one of the great things, one of the great cleansers is alcohol.
Right.
Rubbing alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
So I got the bottle of rubbing alcohol, and I walked toward the dryer. I was going to put the rubbing alcohol, just drop a little bit of it on some of the sheets and things that were in the dryer. And then I thought to myself, wait a minute.
Oh, that's not a good idea.
The alcohol explodes.
That's definitely not a good idea.
So
I'm very proud of you for censoring that idea, Dougie.
Much better of that, thank you. All right, so anyway, the weather...
What
and
happens to just washing your stuff in
the sink
or something?
Doing that, too. Except I had my washing machine sprung a leak because that big rubber thing that goes around...
It's called a hose.
No. It's not. What, you didn't think I knew what a hose is? No, this is the sealer. I have a front, the washer here is one of those front load ones, not a top load one.
I'm so front it has load this as well.
Big, what?
I said I'm front load too.
Yeah, you are. Can you let me finish the story?
Go ahead.
This is very important for people who are thinking about how to handle a problem like this. I'm giving everybody an idea. That thick rubber that's around the door to the washing machine wears out. Mm-hmm. And I hadn't noticed it before, but the other day I did a wash and all the water came on the floor. So the guy came to fix it. And he said, well, it's all worn out. Yeah, that's right, sir. Mm-hmm. That's why the water's all over.
Put in a suit observer.
Thank you. I paid this guy $145 for this. And he said, no, we have to order a new one. I said, how much is a new one? $145.
Oh, you
how much
buy
cost
a new
to fix
washer?
The dryer? $145. Oh. I have a broken, I have the dishwasher that's broken, doesn't work either. All of my appliances stopped.
You really need to get this American Home Shield insurance that I'm telling you about.
I know you do. Well, you didn't send me the info.
I'll send it to you now.
Send that to me. All right, anyway. So why did I bring this all up? This is the trials and travails that we all go through every day. And I'm not sure why. Oh, I know why I brought it up. Because I wanted to warn you not to put alcohol in the dryer. All right? That's the word of warning.
In case you're thinking about it.
It's 18 after on Good Day.
Filing your federal taxes with TaxAct.com is easy, fast, and free. You who can do anything, you got this. You woke at 6:30 a.m., laundered athletic uniforms and leotards, and finished the report requested by your boss. You got this. You walked the dog, fixed the dryer, balanced the checkbook, and started dinner. You got this. TaxAct.com is easy, fast, and free. We guide you at every step. All e-fileable federal forms, plus your maximum refund is guaranteed. You got this. TaxAct.com.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Introducing our new spring seasonal, Sam Adams Cold Snap.
Oh, that's really nice.
It's got a lot of flavor.
It says springtime.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's very smooth.
Cold Snap is light and refreshing. So this beer has 10 different ingredients. You have this really nice, complex spice and fruit flavor to it.
Wow.
It's got a lot going on.
I like the name, too, Cold Snap. It's like we're kind of snapping out of that season.
Yeah, this is my kind of beer.
Crisp, refreshing, and
refreshing is the best word.
Delicious.
Sam Adams Cold Snap. Enjoy it while it's here.
Must be a pretty awesome mask. Responsive.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Mom Knows Best Cold Season Tip, brought to you by our friends at Exergen. It's the holiday season, and you know what that means. Family get-togethers, lots of parties, lots of germs. We always tell our children to cover your mouth when you cough, but the trick is not to do it with your hands. Make sure to teach them to cough into their sleeve so the germs are less likely to get passed on to the next person.
At the Sears Big Weekend event, the savings are so big, we brought in a big-time ring announcer to share.
Taking the ring with a body of steel, it's the unstoppable Kenmore Appliances. Let the knockout savings begin.
Head to the Sears Big Weekend event and get up to 30% off all Kenmore Appliances, plus up to 15% off other appliance brands.
Sears, where better happens. Kenmore savings range from 5 to 30%. Other brand savings range from 5 to 15%. Offer valid 116 through 123. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Record stores. On this date in 1964, the first album by the Beatles was released. Yes, this day, 1964, the Beatles, is called Meet the Beatles, became a huge success. Number one on the charts from the day it was released through February 15th. The British invasion had begun with a lot of songs like this one. Crank it up, Michael. I'll never dance with I give us a couple more examples of what was on Meet the Beatles. George Martin wrote this one, Kenny, his memory serves me. He was the producer of the Beatles.
These were all Lennon McCartney songs.
Oh, they were? This one was released off. I know what it was. Martin had an orchestra, didn't he? And he released this as an instrumental.
I think he did that with a bunch of their songs.
Yeah. This was a great disc jockey song. This boy wants you. I remember Jim Runyon, who was one of the great jocks. I used that song as his theme. Won't be long. Another one of the cuts from the Meet the Beatles LP. Listen to that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Won't be long. Great memories. Now, how many of you remember and are enjoying this slice of life? First day of the Beatles. Really exposed in America. The tribute to the Beatles first being on Ed Sullivan, I think it's February the 7th. Am I right about that? I think it is the 7th, isn't it?
I think so.
First Sunday or second? No, Sunday. Second, this will be the 8th of February. Something to look forward to on CBS. Speaking of television, late night show laughter, a couple of clips. First one's from Conan O'Brien.
Kanye West, in the news, Kanye West is standing by comments he made, saying he'll be remembered like Steve Jobs. Yeah. Mainly because Kanye also puts I in front of everything. Justin Bieber's still having a rough time. No, the people close to Justin Bieber are urging the singer to enter rehab. The people around him, yeah. Hey, you know things are bad when Lil Twist and Lil Za are worried about you.
Well, the Olympics are just a couple of weeks away. Very, very exciting. And get this, for the first time in 12 years, the Jamaican bobsled team has qualified for the Winter Olympics. all we need now is the Mighty Ducks and Air Bud, and I might actually watch this thing. That's pretty exciting. Yeah.
All right, so Jimmy Fallon, Conan O'Brien. So there was a lot of huffing and puffing yesterday, Jennifer,
yes,
about Jimmy Fallon's first guests.
Yeah,
as Will he Smith takes over February 17th, I think it is, after the Olympics, isn't it?
It is, February 17th. Yeah.
So Jay Leno's next, last show will be a week from this Friday. Is that right? The Olympics last about 10 days,
yes,
I think.
Yes, it'll be my birthday, February 6th. Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, Doug.
Jennifer.
Thank
By
you.
By the way, Michael, happy birthday to you.
It is
Kenny.
Everybody's birthday here on Good
happy
Day.
Happy birthday. Everybody celebrates every day. We are thankful. By the way, have you yet gone to your Facebook page today to let us know what you are thankful for? Not the usual things, but something that really is important to you. Something that gets to the heart of who you are. That's what you might want to be thankful for. The Grateful Push continues. Facebook.com/Good Day Show and at your Facebook page, 28 after on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Bob Schrum and Rich Lowry. Coming right up, should we drug test welfare recipients?
Welcome back to Science Today. And we already have our next caller. Welcome. Who's this?
Hi, I'm Philip.
Hello, Philip. You sound really young.
Not really. I'm 9.
Oh, wow. You're still in elementary school, right?
Does that matter?
Oh, no, not at all. What's your question?
Well, I know the molecular formula for water is H2O. I also know that hydrocarbon is CH3CH250CH3. Glucose is C6H12O6. The general formula for an alkene is CnH2n+2. But what I can't seem to find is any scientific formula for Bob.
Bob?
My goldfish.
Are you ready for kids who eat healthy? Good nutrition can lead to great things. To find out how a healthy lifestyle can help your child succeed, go to mypyramid.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and USDA.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Lowry and Schrum. Governor Rick Scott in Florida wanted to drug test welfare recipients. Is this a good policy?
It's stupid. This issue's been around for a long time. I remember Fritz Hollings, senator from South Carolina, his opponent, once challenged him to do it because he opposed requiring welfare recipients to do it. And I think he said something about if that guy peed into his bottle, there'd be no brains left. And that was sort of the end of the issue. I just think this is a dumb issue.
I don't have a problem in theory with welfare programs being extremely prescriptive, although I'm a libertarian generally, but once you're...
Except if it comes to poor people?
No, once you're dependent on government help and government benefits, I think that's a different story. But I think all these programs need to have work requirements attached to them.
That was your Both Sides Minute with Bob Schrum and Rich...
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Now, the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jennifer Horn. Ken Kessler is just reading the story of an 88-year-old woman who's a yoga teacher.
Cool.
Or as they say in my neck of the woods, a yoga teacher.
Yoga teacher.
Yoga teacher. Yoda is teaching yoga. 888-302-3684. Email the Doug at DougSteffen.com or Jennifer at DougSteffen.com or Ken at DougSteffen.com. Facebook.com/Good Day Show. Twitter at Good Day. I'm going to guess, Kenny, that through the day today, there'll be an increase in people wanting to comment on the polar vortex.
Da, da, da. Part two.
You know, who came up with that?
Polar board. Anybody know?
Well, you know what I learned.
Great name, though.
There's a movie called The Day After Tomorrow. Do you remember it?
Yes.
Disaster flick.
Yep.
Apparently, the polar vortex is what they were dealing with in that movie.
Really?
Yes,
wow.
Sir.
Wow. Polar vortex. Well, maybe it's just winter time.
Either way.
Oh, no, it's a polar vortex.
It's about to get cold across the country again. Arctic air pushing down from Canada. News of the impending freeze met with fear, with snark, with honest-to-goodness dismay on Twitter. What do we have on Twitter? Anything, any weather comments? I'm looking at the national weather forecast for my area in Massachusetts, where I'm going back to the end of the week. Hopefully it'll start warming up, but about 4 to 8 inches predicted for today. That's normal. I was talking about being in Ohio yesterday. Came across Ohio now in Washington, sort of moving up the coast. So do we have any... I mean, the way the news media has handled this, and whoever it is that wrapped themselves around the polar vortex, boy, are they happy to have a new term, right? That's something that's akin to global warming. Now we've got the polar vortex. Da-da-da-da.
Everything has to have a name now.
Well,
catchy title.
The simplistic way of treating some of this woohoo polar vortex news. All right, doom and gloom. What else do we have, Kenny? Anything?
It's very funny. I just did a search on polar vortex on Twitter, mm-hmm. and the only people who are talking about it are our talk hosts and other people.
That's true.
Nobody else seems to care.
No, 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 no.
But it's all polar vortex returns. Polar vortex part two.
Right. Yeah. What are you going to do next?
Back.
Yes.
Yeah.
The polar vortex. How many people are going to go to Disney World to get out of this? Winnipeg is the core of the polar vortex, apparently. And the Canadian news people are suggesting that it will continue until March. Da-da-da. An all-out attack on America. The Russians must be responsible for this, right? Responsible
Absolutely.
For Edward Snowden and all the stuff that he's up to, so... They got to be, they're responsible for this, too. Okay, speaking of storms, the chief of New Jersey's storm recovery office shot down claims that Governor Christie withheld Superstorm Sandy funds from the city of Hoboken.
Hoboken.
Hoboken, Mark Franzen, I think is his name, executive director of the Governor's Office of Recovery and Rebuilding. Don't you love those? He's the FEMA, he's the state FEMA guy. That Hoboken was treated the same as everybody else who was looking for. That means all the communities were screwed, not just Hoboken. Apparently. There's some suggestion out there that Hoboken was not, was alone and not getting all of the grant funding that they were supposed to have. And this guy says, nope, we checked the process and everybody was in need. They didn't have enough financial resources. We were managing it, and I think we accomplished a great deal. But one of the things they've accomplished is making everybody in New Jersey realize that the money was a political football. Duh. The mayor of Hoboken, Don Zimmer, who is a Democrat, shockingly, said that two senior members of Mr. Christie's staff said the city would not get Sandy relief funds because she didn't play ball.
Uh-oh.
Dun-dun-dun-dun. Okay, Michael, you've been pretty bad, by the way, at using the real...
This was a hint for right. you to go, dun-dun-dun-dun.
When you
go
hear
ahead,
me
Michael.
Do...
Right now.
Dun-dun-dun-dun.
There it is.
All right, some good news today. Everybody want some good news?
They love good news.
No, that's not the thing for good news.
Michael, that's
dark
bad news.
Chocolate. Dark chocolate and berries and red wine may be the best way to develop, to lower the risk of developing Type 2 diabetes.
You know, those are my three of the four basic food groups for me. Dark chocolate, red wine, and berries.
Uh-huh. Well, listen, you're going to be very healthy then for the rest of your life. The study from the Journal of Nutrition shows that people who eat items that contain these flavonoids, dark chocolate, berries, and red wine, have lower insulin resistance and can regulate their blood sugar better. Dark chocolate, red berries, red grapes, blue-colored fruits, the things that are in the food group that contain the flavonoids. The study involved 2,000 women keeping a diary of all the food they eat and all the drink they've consumed, and then the analysis of their blood after that. Who would go to a bar and have a couple of glasses of wine and say, just a second, I have to go get my blood tested?
Lots
or wait
people.
A minute. Who, what?
I'm more apt to get a blood test after I've had a few.
Excuse me. Listen, I don't find that. I find that not difficult to believe, actually.
Do a lot of things that you wouldn't normally do after a few.
After you've had a couple of those.
Yeah, add in some dark chocolate to make you smile, please.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, so that means that this, even though the combinations are from the basic Jennifer food groups, they come together. They're really good for your blood pressure, all kinds of things. And that brings me around to reminding you about Heart Factors Plus. Heart Factors Plus has ingredients that boost nitric oxide levels, which can improve. Say it again. What's the matter now? See, you made me conscious of yoder. And yogurt.
I didn't say yogurt. That was all you. I pointed out that you might have addressed our new co-host, Yoda, as Yoder.
Yoder. Anyway, health, safety, and health regularity. Heart Factors Plus keeps your cardiovascular system working well. Blood pressure where it's supposed to be. All those great things. Lots of benefits. Heart Factors Plus gets the blood where it's supposed to be, yes, because it helps you move the blood around your system, opening up the veins and arteries so that your muscles get more blood, your heart gets more blood, your brain gets more blood, everything gets more blood. Right now, you get a free bottle of Heart Factors Plus when you call 800-577-8560. I think I've given you two or three really good reasons to call and order Heart Factors Plus right now, 800-577-8560. Please! Don't disappoint me. Call that number now and get a free bottle, 800-577-8560. Another good reason to call that number is because not only will you get the means whereby you can keep your blood pressure where it's supposed to be and get blood all around your body. But with comes with the Heart Factors Plus order comes a brand new CoQ10 and fish oil formula that's been developed. So you get that for trying Heart Factors Plus. Call 800-577-8560. Do you like my gentle approach? Or do you like my... Call that number now, you bunch of dummies.
I don't like that.
No, okay. 800. Don't you love guys that used to... You know, there were people that used to sell that way. You know, people on the radio... And they wouldn't call people dummies, but I remember I used to have a news guy in Boston when I was running WEEI. His name was Rod Fritz, and he didn't deliver the news. I used to say, Rod Fritz barks the news. It was always, bum, 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 bum. And there were commercials that he would do. People would like to have that delivery. Bum, 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 bum. So, 800-577-8560. People are going to remember this commercial today, don't you think? Heart Factors Plus. Boom, 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 boom.
This is excellent.
800. This is compelling. 800-577-8560.
Some guy discovered shots. He read everything about blood cells and viral antibodies and said, hey, look, I can stab people with this and they don't get smallpox anymore. And everyone was like, great, stab me. That guy was an expert. Experts are the best because they tell everyone what they know, and then not everyone has to be an expert. Like with the new healthcare law. You don't have to be an expert on that because TurboTax is. They studied it, broke it down, and simplified it. So now you can do your own taxes. Smallpox free. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
It's the new year, and you know what that means. Tax time is coming. Here's a tip from TurboTax to help you get ready right now. Make a tax return category checklist sheet that lists all the categories of the information that you'll need for your return this year. Then prepare a folder labeled 2013 tax info and attach the checklist to the outside. Every time you receive an item, place it in the folder and check it off your list. You'll be surprised at how much time you're going to save, and most importantly, the stress you'll avoid with this system. For a copy of the detailed category tax preparation checklist, go to intuit.turbotaxpreparationlist.com.
At GMC, our customers know our service is as professional grade as the trucks we sell. And now GMC is very proud to announce that we've received the J.D. Power Award for highest in customer satisfaction with dealer service among mass market brands. Perhaps that's because no one knows GMC vehicles like the GMC certified service experts. From their hours of GMC training to their specialized tools and equipment, it's professional grade service for your professional grade truck. GMC certified service at your local GMC dealer. There's never been a better time to try it than now. Get AC Delco Professional Durastop brake pads installed for only $99.95 or less per axle. Includes rotor inspection. Retail customers only. Turning or replacing rotors, all other services, and tax extra. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details, other great offers, and to find your closest GMC dealer. For J.D. Power award information, visit JDPower.com.
Watch what happens when I need something for business. Say my laptop just died.
OfficeMax has laptops, tablets, and printers that are perfect for you.
How'd she know? And why is this report in black and white?
OfficeMax has most major brands of ink and toner at the lowest prices guaranteed.
Okay, I'll go. Right after I clean up these files.
OfficeMax has cloud storage, so you can be productive on the road.
Isn't she amazing?
If you need it for your business, you'll find it at OfficeMax, all at great prices. Restrictions apply. See storeofficemax.com for details.
Dr. Ron Hoffman is here with us now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, 14 before the hour. Dr. Hoffman's website, Dr. Hoffman, H-O-F-F-M-A-N, be a good place for you to go do a little research on testosterone. Matter of fact, Dr. Hoffman in his newsletter, his current newsletter, which you can get by going to drhoffman.com, suggests that some of the news this past week about testosterone being bad for a man's heart is not true. Would you say that that's a summation of what you have published? I'm reading it, and that's what I got out of it, Ron.
Well, absolutely. And it's got to be very confusing for men because, you know, the big revelations about A-Rod, you know, they talk about how A-Rod was using testosterone injections. He was using testosterone lozenges. He was smearing it on his body at 10 a.m. and at 2 p.m. And then they show footage of him hitting home runs, hitting doubles against the center field wall 400 feet out there. And a lot of men are saying, hey, I want to get a hold of some of that stuff. You know, I'm not playing Major League Baseball, so I'm not going to lose a $100 million contract. Whatever it is that A-Rod's taken, I want some of that. And then it turns out the media is saying, no, that's bad for you. It will increase your risk of heart disease.
Where did the news media get its information?
Unfortunately, sometimes I wonder.
That was very good. I like that laugh. That is very good. Very telling. Yes, go ahead. Keep going.
Well, yeah, the problem is they're sort of caroming off whatever the last story is. And if you go back a few months, there was a story from the same Veterans Administration where this study had been performed that showed that men who received testosterone actually did better. They had a reduced rate of diabetes. We know that diabetics often have low testosterone, particularly the overweight ones. If you have low testosterone, you tend to become sort of slow, lethargic, demotivated. Your muscles atrophy, and that makes you more likely to develop diabetes, which, of course, is a pathway to heart disease. So while this one study suggests that perhaps some men who are older, who already have heart disease, might have had a slightly increased incidence of blood clots because testosterone has a bit of a blood thickening effect. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean that testosterone isn't a route to prevention for a lot of other men.
All right. So let's follow this trail for a moment here and get away from medicine specifically or how to treat things or how to deal with people who are not well and talk about the news media, conventional news media's war against natural homeopathic medicine in favor of big pharma, big drugs. It's pretty natural to understand that they would follow where they make most of their money. And this is not... I suppose the criticism could come across that way, but under the circumstances, if they are taking care of those who keep them alive, look at all the advertising in magazines and newspapers for Merck and for Eli Lilly and all these other big drug companies. What do you expect from the news media, in essence, except a way of trying to twist things around to help the people that are helping them, right?
Well, I totally agree with you, and I think this is one of the reasons why people turn to shows like yours, Doug, and like mine, because radio, to some extent, not entirely, but to some extent, remains a little bit of an independent kind of a guerrilla underground media,
right,
where we may seek advertisers that are perhaps a little bit off the grid, a little more unconventional, like supplement manufacturers, makers of health products.
Yeah.
They may not be able to afford to nationally advertise, on TV like the drug company.
And in the same complicit tone as the U.S. Surgeon General often and the CDC and these other governmental agencies that have people in them that have come from these drug companies and the like. Yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. There is a revolving door. Plus, for a lot of journalists and certainly people in government, they are pro-regulatory. They want to, quote, protect the public. And, in the guise of protecting the public, they want to enact new laws, regulations, put controls in place that ultimately control the vitamin industry and make the introduction of new vitamins and supplements more like the introduction of drugs. It's a very cumbersome and expensive process that, will have a very chastening effect on the industry. A lot of products will bite the dust.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing. Even with the news that you get from some, like vitamin D eases fibromyalgia pain, vitamin D is very good for us in so many different ways. But yet these sort of studies are discounted or placed in a position where they don't get as much credibility or exposure, frankly. Check this information out and lots more like it at Dr. Hoffman, H-O-F-F-M-A-N, drhoffman.com.
This portion of the Good Day Show is sponsored by Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometers. Friends, did you know that Exergen is rated the most accurate temperature read and has been proven by more published studies than any other thermometer? Take it from me, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, this cold season, make sure to have one for your family. I've got one, so should you. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. To find out more, go to Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen.com.
If you're a baby boomer or senior, please listen closely to this important message. Politicians in Washington are quietly plotting to decrease your Social Security payments drastically, and they want to do it soon. In fact, despite rising prices at the gas pump, grocery store, and doctor's office, retirees have received a mere 1.3% annual increase to their Social Security checks. Meanwhile, food stamp recipients have seen their payouts increase over 30% under the Obama administration. That's shocking. So when we stumbled upon a weird trick that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security checks, we knew we had to share it with you. To get started, simply go to MyBenefits311.com. Yes, it's true. You can take simple steps that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security payouts. Newsmax says MyBenefits311.com is a critical resource for anyone over 50. Go to MyBenefits311.com now. That's MyBenefits311.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Now 53 after the hour, Doug Steffen, Tech Talk time. All of us pay attention to any number of valuable items, starting with Shelley Palmer's report of the day. We have some information about Google compiling a list of the most photographed cities in the world. You can check out at DougSteffen.com as well. It's a pretty good story. I like the graphic that we have with that at DougSteffen.com, actually. It's really pretty well, I'll get to it in a second. Let's get to Shelley first, though. He's going to talk with you today about an app that makes sure your cell phone videos always stay in landscape mode so you don't get those annoying black bars on the side of your video. Good Lord, that would ruin your day. Stand by for that information here on Good Day.
Okay, new kid. Here's your company phone. I've pre-programmed it with every number you need in life. The first one's my personal number. Never call it, ever. The second one is 1-800-GRANGER. Use it for everything else. Any problem you have, they can help. I've also loaded the Grainger app for you. You can download it for free. Tippy-tap on the spot. Your solution is on its way. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Whenever I need to get work done remotely, it happens.
Office Max has a full range of tablets, so you can be productive from anywhere.
See? Now, about this presentation I need to send.
Office Max has a services center to do all your printing, binding, and shipping.
This is crazy. I think I need to sit down.
Office Max has the new WorkPro chairs that are designed to last.
Wow.
If you need it for your business, you'll find it at Office Max, all at great prices. Restrictions apply. See storeofficemax.com for details.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, aw, your toddler and your puppy are wrestling, and it's adorable. Great, you'll get to relive this moment forever because you made a video on your phone. Time to upload it to Facebook, and oh no, you shot the video in portrait mode, and now it's those ugly black bars on the side that take up most of the screen. Don't worry, we've all been there. Thanks to a new iOS app called Horizon, though, we'll never be there again. Horizon makes sure your videos are shot in landscape mode no matter how you hold your phone. Even if you rotate your phone while recording, the video stays in landscape. It might sound minor, but pretty much every screen we watch video on these days, from our phones to our laptops to our TVs, is meant for widescreen or landscape content. Horizon helps make sure all the memories we store on our phones will be preserved this optimal way. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Steffen's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
We made Tylenol Cold to help keep you going this winter.
Snowy!
You make them bundle up. We relieved your congestion.
Yeah!
You challenged them to a snowball fight. We took away your cough. You take them on a sleigh ride to remember. Tylenol Cold helps relieve even your worst cold and flu symptoms. But for everything we do,
stop them all!
We know you do so much more. Tylenol Cold, use as directed.
These days, when I'm in a relationship, I feel like I'm alone.
Like there's no one behind the mask. No voice on the other end of the line.
Are you looking for a car insurance policy totally devoted to you? At Geico.com, you'll find a sympathetic ear, a shoulder to cry on, butterfly kisses, and easy ways to pay your bill and manage your policy. We're waiting with bated breath to help you save money and talk about your feelings. Geico, 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Microsoft Research is pushing the boundaries of artificial intelligence to a whole new level. Imagine an elevator that can figure out what floor you want to go to based on your history of using the elevator.
Awesome.
Now you don't have to imagine it.
And I don't have to press those pesky buttons.
All right. The head of Microsoft Research explained that this new elevator is something that Microsoft is actually making a reality. They're putting a bunch of sensors in front of the elevators. These, in turn, watch what people do without any additional programming and without facial recognition software for a three-month period. Over that, the system learned how people behaved, began to understand their intentions. After a training period, the learning portion is turned off, and the artificial intelligence tells the elevator where you're going.
Wow.
Unga bunga.
All right, here's the
most photographed. If you look at DougStefan.com today, you'll see a picture of the land masses, most of them anyway, on the planet. And it's very interesting to see how Google has put compiled these cities together. The most photographed cities on the Earth, some of the things that we mark, for example, the Empire State Building in New York. Three of the five most photographed places on the planet are in the European Union. Let's see, the website shows, this is heat, by the way, they have heat recognition from people. They can tell by how many cameras are being flashed, apparently, using technology. How the heck do you measure heat of a camera? Rome, Barcelona, Paris, Istanbul are in the top five, along with New York City as the most photographed destinations. You can check out the whole thing, the whole world in your hand.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And, man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackey Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at FireYourMDNow.com. That's FireYourMDNow.com.